our lesson into a cruise. God willing, you will finish our lesson, Marriage and the Family, at the end of this month. It seems like we have learned a lot. We have learned what God wants to teach us, the principle we need to follow in our marriage. And God so good, we have learned a lot. And today, we are going to focus about how we can create a happy marriage. How we can create a happy marriage. All that we have learned previous lesson, it seems like we use the Bible. He said Bible guidance, how God wants our marriage to go. And this studies, we are going to also learn the effort, the things we can we can do to improve our marriage, to find a happy marriage or a happy home. There is one singer, he said, I don't know whether he's a Nigerian or something. He said, there is no place like home. Home sweet, oh. You see, home is sweet. One time, I think, Lucky, he said, if you go outside walking, tired, and if you come home, and there is no you don't have happy in the home, or you don't have peace in the home, it's going to affect all our life. So, this is four things we need to do. The things we need to do to improve our marriage. Because he said, before you go, you will learn four ways to create a happy marriage. Let us notice something. He said, no matter what culture you belong to, what religion you believe, what society, level of wealth or era you live in, one thing common to all people is that you want to be happy. You want to be happy, no matter how. Especially in Christian marriage. Christians want this. Jewish want this. Muslims, black, white, yellow, red people. Everybody want a happy marriage. Happy marriage. And the question is, why do we want to, do you want so desperately to be happy in our marriage? Why? One, because this relationship has the power to make us extremely happy or extremely sad. The marriage has a potential to make us happy or to make us sad, because we can even notice or we can learn a lot of homes, a lot of marriage home has been broken. People are miserable because because they have failed and or they have not attained something, the happiness they are looking for. So, because, as they said, because this relationship has the power to make us extremely happy or extremely sad. It affects everything else. It affects everything. If you make mistakes in our marriage, in our home, it will affect all entire of our life. That is why it is very serious. This marriage and the family is very serious. So we need to, apart from God's instruction God has given to us, we need to try to find or to create what? Happiness in our home. He said, number two, he said, because we often measure our success in life by how well we succeed in our marriage. At times we measure our success, how long we have what? We have create good marriage. He said, one is the fact is to have potential to make us happy or to make us sad. He said, because we often measure our success in life by how well we succeed in our marriage. We use marriage as to give value to what? To ourselves. If you can create a good marriage or happy marriage home, it's also what? It's also part of a success. It is a part of success we have got. The success is not only to get wealth and all these things, but if you are able to create a happy marriage in our home, it also what? It is a success. It is a success, or I will call it, it is a what? It's a blessing. It's a blessing in our life. So we need to work hard as we can. We need to put a lot of effort as much as we can to what? To create a happy marriage or to create a happy home. Because we don't get many chances to get it right. Some for whatever reasons. Because at times the problem is we put a lot of effort, a lot of things in ourselves, and instead of us to what? To concentrate or to focus how to create, because that is the place we have to what? We are going to live forever. So if my home, there is no peace in my home, even when I come to church or when anywhere I find myself, I will what? I will struggle. I will not, if I fail to create a good happiness in my home, anywhere I find myself will be miserable. So this is very, very important. You say God what has teach us how our marriage is supposed to go. Yes, we have learned all these things, and now it is you and me how we can what? Create a happy marriage, or how we can improve our marriage, build our marriage very well. There is so much pressure on us to succeed. If you marry, there is so much pressure for us to succeed. Parents, children, our religious belief, society in general, our work, everybody is hurt or disappointed if we fail. The problem is, when you go to your workplace and you say, oh, I and my wife have been divorced and all this, nobody is going to help you. You see? So, these things have what? A potential. These things have a potential. That there is so much pressure on us. If you put ourselves in this relationship, it's not about job. I quite remember Jesus explained this in Matthew chapter 19. Maybe one day you study that area as well. He said, the disciples said, if the relationship between what? Man and his wife is so, then there's no what? Need for people to what? To marry. Because this thing has what? Potential in our life. So everybody is expecting us to what? To succeed. Nobody wants us to what? Everybody becomes disappointed if you fail. Many want to duplicate the happiness and level of commitment that they saw in their parents or grandparents married, they see this as an idol that idol they wish to what fulfill in their life. Some people who just see, we see our marriage, our mothers, our grandparents' marriage and all this thing, and we love what to marry. But it's what? There is always what? Something we need to bear in mind, that it is you and me to create a what? A happy marriage. Nobody will come and do this for us. Nobody. Nobody will come to my home and what? Try to what? Do it for me. It is me and my wife, what? Or it is my wife and my family, my husband, what? Supposed to come together and what? Build a happy home. Because I've always keep on repeating, if you fail this, it seems like a great disappointment. We have disappointed a lot of people in our life. So we must try our best as we can, what? To build a happy marriage. Others want to be happy in marriage because they have been unhappy growing up. Unhappy as a single person, or perhaps unhappy in a previous marriage. They want to experience something they have missed out on and hope marriage will supply it. A lot of people go to marriage with different what? Perspective, different motives. That is why a lot of challenges come in our way. So, as I already said, it is you and me, it is our responsibility what? To create a very a good home, a good atmosphere so that we can what? You can leave. Because one thing is, if you don't know, if you make that commitment that you come there, if you make that decision, it what is going to take all our life. It's not about taking it today and what along the way I have to what change my mind. No, it is what it is, a commitment or something decision which I take, and it's going to what affect all my life. So it is you. God has teach us a lot in His way. God has shown us how our marriage is supposed to go. God has done His part. Now it is you and me. It is the husband, wife and husband what? To help as much as we can what? To build our marriage. There was a survey in South America, about, they said, they are comparing about marriage, and they said, 50% said that they couldn't resolve issues and ended up with divorce. A lot of people, our last studies, we learned how to what? Solve problems, solve issues. God, we have learned that God has not what? Promised us that when two people come together, there will not be a problem. There will be a problem. And God in our side, any problem, whatsoever, because of what we have learned, we can overcome. 50% say that, 25% acknowledge that their marriage was based on what? Convenience. For example, kids, what? No family, religious pressure, all these things. That is the thing which are keeping us together. 15% respondents said that they were generally satisfied with their marriage. And what? 10% answered the survey by saying that
they were very happy and he will not change anything. Although 100% of people want happy marriage, the actual number of people who actually accomplish this is far lower. Of course, the particular survey did not focus on Christian marriages where there may be suspected numbers to be high. This survey, they did it in North America, some people in general, how the opinion. People are saying they can't even solve the problem. And we are God so good. God has teach us how to what? To solve problems when problems come. Because we have not promised that we will not get a problem. Problem will come. And God on our side, what? We can what? Overcome the problem. There are significant changes. Because when people, if you marry, there's something you need to what? Keep in mind when you become married or if you marry. There are significant changes that take place when you got married. And understanding this will help when consciously trying to build a happy marriage relationship. There is going to be a significant change the moment when we come together as as married people or as a couple. First thing, maybe you don't know, but you can write it down. First thing is that a new legal status begins. What do I mean? I mean, if the moment you marry, you come together. The Bible says a man will leave his mother and father, his family, to come together. So, the moment you come together, you marry, the one thing we have to bear in mind that a new legal status what begins. We are now part of an exclusive lifetime relationship. We are what? Exclusive of lifetime relationship. We have to bear in mind that you have a new union recognized by law and what? By society. The moment I marry, I stand as saying this or put all this way, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that in the front of the people. One thing you have to what? Bear in mind that a new legal status has begins. You have a new union recognized by law and what? By the society. Second thing you have to bear in mind that a new relationship what? Begins. When you marry, a new relationship begins. We are now part of an exclusive lifetime relationship. If you marry, it's not something we just say it and want to please people. It shows that I am what? Making a decision. What is an exclusive, I'm forming a relationship, a new relationship. You are now part of an exclusive lifetime relationship. You will be referred to as what? Couple from now on. Yes, you have to change your what? Facebook or something. A lot of things when you marry, you become married. You are exclusive. You are make an exclusive relationship. And that you have to, before you can make our home very happiest, you can build a happiest home. You have to bear in mind these things. That I've made what? I've made a new legal status. My new legal status has begun. My marriage is what? Recognized in law and the society. It's not just easy turn, I say, just say it for pressure sake. And we say, a new role begins. First thing, a new legal status begins. A new relationship begins. And what? A new role begins. That time, you will now take on responsibilities that you didn't even have previously. Now you are going to take some responsibilities even before you want. You don't care. You don't care to what? To go with distance. Responsibilities like what? Like husbands, like wife. You are not just ordinary person. You are what? You are a husband. You are somebody's wife. You have to take, you are a father. So you have what? A new legal status begins, a new relationship begins, a new role what? Begins. And what? The last one is what? A new family what? Begins. A new family begins. You leave your old family to begin a new one, which will take precedence over the old one. This is a place where a lot of marriage people, you don't understand it. God said we need what? Leave our old family and begin what? Begin a new one. So it is not me who are what saying that. It is the Bible, the word of God is saying that I have to what? Begin a new family. No matter how the situation is, I judge. I have to what? Begin a new family. I leave my what? My old family and what? Begin a new family. That is the things we need to know. The moment you swear in front of the people, I hope you have done all these things before. And maybe you forgot our challenges. Because our challenges or what we have to keep in mind is, say, I repeat that one. A new legal status begins. A new relationship begins. A new role begins. And a new family one also begins. When people marry, an organized wedding ceremony and all the associated activities, what they are doing is symbolizing with vows, rings, songs, prayers, and celebrations, all are the changes what is coming into our life. At times, because you are thinking, you are focusing about the wedding and all this, we don't recognize all these things. These are the changes which are what? Going to what? Come into our life, either you like it or what? Or not. These are the changes which is coming to our life. And before you can build a happy marriage, a home that God want our home to be, a marriage which please God, the relationship which I'm going to live forever, I need to recognize all these things. Are about to take place as the marry. A lot of people fail in marriage or don't understand the exclusive things which I'm going to say. You are going to say it maybe if you couldn't finish, because at the end of this month you need to finish this lesson. And this lesson is, this one is what? How we can what? Create a happy home. If you miss this one, my brother and my sisters, this war will not be a happy place for you. Even in the Lord's church, if you come to the church, the teachings which is going on, you can't keep it here because what? Our homes are not what? Giving us peace, because we need to start from there. That is how it is very important to create a happy marriage. He said, this new exclusive lifetime commitment that brings a new role and identity and family. This is the source of the happiness that all seek in marriage. When people are unhappy in marriage, it is in these areas that the root of the problems lies. Because maybe, perhaps, there is doubt or evaluation of an exclusivity of one's relationship, or a viewing wavering us to the length and quality of our commitment. If our home, you can't build a happy marriage in the home. Most of the times, our commitment, you get there. Something you say, we have less here. Maybe that is the problem, causing the problem. And we need to what? Be very careful what we do and what we say. These are the examples. Perhaps there is doubt or violation of an exclusivity. Because if you marry, there is what? Exclusive. Other people and other things which we are meeting, they are all exclusive. Exclusivity of one's relationship. Or a wavering us to the length and quality of one's commitment. Perhaps one or both partners are confused about their marriage identities or roles that they are to play. You get it? God has given us each and everyone, no matter so far as we have married, in Christians' marriage, we have what? Roles and what? Responsibilities. Perhaps people don't at what understand their roles, and it's going to cause problems in our marriage as well. When you don't find happiness, perhaps the burden of family is frightening or too heavy, and this causes hesitation, conflict, and all doubt. So, whatever the cause for the unhappiness, the solution can usually be found by going back to the basis of what originally created marital happiness in the first place. So, in case in our marriage you find something which is not going well in our life, we immediately, what we're supposed to do, we need to what? Go back and see the beginnings, because the beginnings is very, very important. So we need to go to the beginnings and what? See our commitment, something we say and everything. We need to go back. Let's face it, an exclusive lifetime commitment to an imperfect person by an imperfect person is not easy thing to accomplish. Look at this thing. You are imperfect person. I am what? Imperfect person. We have what? We live together. There will be, by all means, there will be what? A problem. And if we are going to, the one we are going to learn, the four things we are going to learn is going to what? Help us to what? To sustain or to build a happy home, no matter how this situation when it comes into our life. So imperfect, two imperfect people, when couples, when you come together, by all means there will be what? There will be a problem in our marriage and all these things. Unfortunately, a popular misconception is that there is happiness in marriage, but it's only temporary. What is wrong? Many people think that the best time in a marriage is at the beginning. Greece says excitement, all these things. That is the one. That is the thing which brought them. And that is wrong. That is wrong. So the challenge is we need to understand that marriage by design must improve from where they begin, no matter how happy one feels during those first few months or years, or else they will why die. The thing is, at the first, always you have to go to the beginning. And it is very, very important for us what to do that. When this happens, an exclusive lifetime commitment is a joy, not a burden in the remaining. So we are going to learn four things. I said creating happiness. Four things which create happiness in our marriage. So one thing you have to bear in mind, that marriage is what God is the one who has designed it. So everyone receives basic supply of happiness when they marry. Is it true or not? At least everyone receives some package of what? Happiness. The moment what? We swear to each other, put the rings and all these things. Most of the time, we call it what? What is the word you normally call it? Honeymoon or another. We call it honeymoon so everybody have got a package, at least got a package in the moment what? You marry, the first thing you marry. Everybody has what? A package. Everybody receives a basic supply of happiness when they marry. The problem is that many people think that they can live off of their initial deposit of happiness at the time of their marriage. Most of this basic happiness is generated by romantic love, which is composed of the elements. So, at least everybody, no matter how the situation is, the moment you marry, by all means, you find happiness in a wife. In her marriage, that is normal. It's normal. Nobody went there and married the person he hit and they. No. The moment you meet together, communicate everything, attraction, how you look ourselves and all this thing. You always want make happiness, build happiness. So a lot of people think that happiness, that package, can be kept. And the problem is, we need to what? Add it, continue to build it. Build it from that foundation God has what? Given to us. So the problem is, you failed. A lot of people, you failed to what? To build that happiness from there. Because from day one, at least, you have what? A package of what? Happiness. And it is our responsibility to what? To build it up. Because building a happy marriage will not what? Take one day or year. It is what? It is everyday activity. It is like a church. When I become a Christian, I'm not baptized one day and what? I stand there forever. I what? I need what? Improve. How do I improve? By what? By attending churches, by attending Bible classes, by reading myself, by doing my faith, by doing all this check. That what? Help me to what? To build up my happiness in marriage. A lot of people become Christians and from few years, maybe they sit at the front chair, next time you see them on the middle, and then the last one you see them on the back, and later they are starting what? Absentees, lateness, and all these things. You see, because what? You don't build up the happiness you got for initial baptism. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. The day you put rings into our hands, proving, saying to all the public that I'm going to take you as my wife, by all means, God has provided what? Happiness, foundation of what? Happiness. And it is you and me what? To build it up. And a lot of times what? What do you do? You fail to what? To build it up. I think my time is up. It's almost 8:40. So, God willing, next week you will find four things you can do. Four things I can do as a husband. Four things you can do as a wife. What? For us, what? To build a happy home. Because if you like it or not, we have married. And God expects us to what? To leave this relationship for what? Forever. This relationship, you have started it. That's why God has given us some package for happiness, how we can live with that happiness. So God expects us what? To build it up. To build it up so that what? It what? Lasts forever. So I will end there. God willing, next week, we are going to learn the four things which everybody needs to contribute for. Yeah, I can say about 10 things, 100 things, but I'll pick these four. And I know by God's grace, these four is going to help us to build a better home. If anybody has a contribution or a question, you can ask.